Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Would you step in to give CPR if you saw somebody in trouble on the street today? Actually, would you even know what to do? It seems that more and more people do, though, because according to the HSE's National Ambulance Survey report, CPR by bystanders is up 25% since 2012 and last year. And Siobhan Butler, who's the owner of First Aid for Everybody, is here to tell us why is that, Siobhan?
Thanks for having me, Andrea. I suppose there's more training available for people now. People are more willing to take on training. You mentioned earlier on that people are afraid of getting it wrong. And really, when somebody's unconscious and not breathing, there's very little to get wrong. And the power is in your hands. Get the hands on the centre of the chest and start your CPR.
You know, I was just thinking about this today. If I left work this afternoon and somebody collapsed on the street, I think obviously, you'd ring 999 and you'd probably shout and ask other people on the street. But I think I would be a little bit hesitant. Mm. You know, I think I would be afraid of getting it wrong.
Yeah,
and I'd
absolutely.
Probably hold back to let somebody else stand in first.
And we ask this question all the time in the courses, and that seems to be a very common answer. So you'll identify, first of all, if they're unresponsive and not breathing, making sure the area is safe for you. And once you get that phone call out, they will prompt you to do absolutely everything that I'll show you to do today.
Yeah.
I think since the people found out you didn't have to do mouth to mouth, that it's okay to do compression only, this changed the view for an awful lot of people. That, okay, I'll do the compressions. I won't worry about putting my mouth in their mouth.
So that's gone now completely,
isn't
it?
Well, I think it was always the option out of hospital CPR that something was always better than nothing. And once you're pressing on the chest, you're circulating that oxygenated blood around the body. And that's definitely been a massive shift in people's attitude towards stepping in to be the first person.
I suppose you probably have a lot of people now, maybe, you know, in-house training in workplaces, at football clubs, at courses, that maybe people just are that little bit more confident
to give
it a chance.
Sure.
Is there any damage we can do?
I suppose there is the possibility of breaking the rib. But at the same token, we're better off to be alive with a broken rib than be dead with one. And the heel of the hand is right on the centre of the chest, and that's where we're pressing. So the worst you can do is break a rib. They can be all healed later on.
Yeah. Now, you have brought in one of your guys here
Paddy
today.
O'Reilly,
Pardon?
Paddy O'Reilly.
Paddy O'Reilly is with me in studio with his green T-shirt and his woolly hat on him in front of me today. So you're going to teach me the basics of CPR, Siobhan, that if I do encounter this, you know, unfortunate situation this afternoon, I'll be well equipped. What do
Great.
I do?
So the first thing, when it comes to first aid, your safety is always paramount. You check the area around that there's no danger. Flexes, fumes, gases, wires, chips, folds. If you know his name, that's great. Paddy, can you hear me? So a hand on each shoulder. Paddy, can you hear me?
Yep, can you hear me, Paddy?
Hopefully he'll say, yes, I can. So there's no response. So at this point, we'll shout out for help. Just help. And then we follow the ABC rule. So you put your hand on the forehead.
Okay.
And you lift the airway back. This relieves the tongue from the back of the airway. So now we've cleared the airway. A little look in the mouth. We're not sticking our fingers in.
Right.
Very good. Have
All
a little
good.
Look. If there's anything you can remove with your pincer, remove. You can pop your cheek and your ear just over their nose and mouth. And you're going to let the hand sit here just below the diaphragm. And we're going to look, listen and feel for 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds, four, up to 10 seconds. Looking for the rise and fall of the chest. Can you see it? Can you hear breathing? Can you feel breathing? If there's any doubt in your mind at all, you're going to be starting CPR. So nominate somebody. Andrea, can you phone 112 for the ambulance and bring me back a defibrillator? So nominate somebody in the crowd.
To do that. We were only talking to an ambulance dispatcher here, you know, on the show on Friday. So, and she mentioned that they will talk you through
everything.
What you do till ambulance services arrive. So I suppose what you're teaching me now is what I'd hear on the phone call.
Yeah, exactly. So the other thing, just to be very clear, is that people think somebody else has made the call. So if you were out in the middle of the street, you with the blue T-shirt, get me the 112 for the ambulance. So you've nominated somebody.
To do it.
Yeah. So the two things that are very important in CPR is, one, that best practice is on a hard, flat surface. So get them onto the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's any doubt in your mind, you're going to do CPR. So look, they're unresponsive. They're not breathing. So you can, for those that might be listening, you straighten your arms out and imagine that somebody's attached two metal poles to your arms. And so you can't bend your elbows.
Okay.
And we're going for the imaginary nipple line. So locating the armpit to armpit. Once we find the centre, you can do a quick line down from the nose and place the heel of your hand there. So you can
So in the middle of the sternum,
that's
is
exactly
it?
Exactly, lower third of the sternum. And the key thing there is that the arms are dead straight.
Okay.
And you're leaning in over the person. So if I had this fella on the ground like this,
yeah,
I'm leaning in over, shoulders over arms. You can right. practice this on the sofa at home. It's great practice.
Well, hang on, I have the microphone here, so I have the whole lot in the way. But anyway.
And for an adult, you're pressing at a 5 centimetre depth. So it's hard work. And the rate and rhythms, you can go ahead there. So it's 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 5.
And you need to kind of feel that press down as well. Yeah,
you're doing a great job there. 7 and 8 and 9 and 10 and 11 and 12 and keep going up to 30. When I get to 30, I continue back at 1 again. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. And that's a rate of 100 to 120 beats per minute.
Okay.
So remember, we have made that call. The ambulance will do the counting just like I am for you there. And look, Sir Andrew, he's breathing. Look at him, he's smiling up at you there now. So they'll keep going and count, okay, any sign of life.
So now, this, we played Staying Alive earlier today, right?
Yes.
Sorry, we should probably keep going.
No, great. Yeah.
So we're playing Staying Alive, the music, the Bee Gees in the background. Is that, somebody told me today that's no longer a thing.
Well, it kind of is, because if I play this on the courses and they're doing that, well done.
You should have wrecked after that.
Yeah, that's only even half a second. I mean, you need to do a full 2 minute cycle. When you're out in the street, grab somebody else. If you're at home, grab somebody else. So the rate and rhythm is, it's 100 to 120 beats per minute. Mm. And if it keeps you focused, because you want those ventricles to open and close and allow them to refill again.
Like, it seems so simple, doesn't it? You know, in a way, and we should probably all go and do some kind of a course, like, and just get
absolutely.
A refresher at some. I know, like, I remember we did this in school and at college at various different stages, but I still think a lot of people are probably like me and that little bit hesitant.
Yeah. But you know, the funny thing is, when you're in a situation, like, people are amazing. But I think, just to clarify, you can't make it any worse than it is. That's the first thing. You cannot be sued. So you cannot get sued for doing bystander CPR. In fact, in 2023, there was 2,857 out of hospital cases that CPR continued after the arrival of the emergency services. Like, that's a fairly hefty statistic.
Because I actually always wondered, was that a reason why people didn't step in? So that's not the case.
You can't.
There's no medical negligence claim.
No, if you start making a slit in the throat and putting in a biro to make an emergency tracheotomy, that's another thing. Absolutely not. And I suppose the way you want to look at it, I'd like to think, if I was walking down the street, somebody would stop
and help
us all.
Now, imagine Paddy was a child, right? So what we just did there for our 30 seconds, what would I have done differently?
Cycles. The difference with the child, so a child would be from 1 till 8 or puberty. So we're using the heel of one hand. Always remember, the arm is dead straight, you're pressing down.
Okay.
And this time you're pressing 4 centimetres. Now, we don't have a measuring tape. What you want to do is, you want to feel... Have a little press there now. Great, yeah.
So this is a child.
This is a child. But in a real circumstance, you'll be standing over the person.
True.
And you'll feel that, So even harder. Yeah, see that there? Perfect.
So that's what I'm doing.
That's exactly what you're doing. Yeah, perfect. So 4 centimetres depth for the child. We're using the heel of one hand.
If people want to find out more, do courses, even just, you know, think about it. Probably somebody in every house should know
Know. Everyone should know how to do CPR. Yeah. Really, it's so important.
First aid for everybody. And then many other courses too.
Yeah. We do all the, we run them regularly. You can get in touch, info@firstaidforeveryone.ie. We go to people's homes with all the mannequins, defibrillators, anywhere. Everyone that wants to do CPR,
Great idea.
That.
This listener says, I gave CPR to an older person who'd collapsed and stopped breathing at the bank branch that I was in. I recovered their breathing as emergency services were arriving, but I don't know how he was after that, because they took over. Everything, even doing it imperfectly, was better than doing nothing.
Well done, listener. Fantastic. Yeah.
Siobhan, great to see you again.
You too,
thanks
Andy.
A million.
Thank
no
so
harm
much.
Getting a refresher again. Thank Siobhan you. Butler, as I said, owner of First Aid for Everyone.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.